Ed Reardon's Week by Christopher Douglas and Andrew Nichols. Episode 1, The Storyteller.
But perhaps the most egregiously overrated feature of the current literary landscape, no less pernicious than banter and beatboxing, is storytelling. Every book festival, community centre and low-budget arts programme now features a self-styled storyteller.
I have a story to tell,
they intone in an otherworldly voice. Well, with respect, I suggest you do not have a story to tell. I suggest you have a characterful hat and a self-satisfied expression and an infantilised view of a world populated by wealthy merchants and apothecaries and woodmen, but what you absolutely do not have is a story. And even in the unlikely event that you did have one, I'll take a shrewd guess that you would have no idea how to construct and deliver it. Whereas, say, a properly scripted TV drama, such as The Aeneid in Line, or, dare I say, my episode of Tenko, demands architectural skills on a par with those of a medieval cathedral architect. Is that a bit much, Ilgar? I could lose the Aeneid in line. I don't want to peak too soon. Yeah, I'll go again. Monday. I've been dipping my toe into the water of self-taping with an audition for Radio Hearts and Bucks' Soapbox Corner. It's Ed Reardon's homage to J.B. Priestley's celebrated wartime wireless postscript series. Should I refer to Priestley for the benefit of 12-year-olds, or just let the power of my words and the timelessness of their common sense speak for themselves? What do you think, Elgar? The former, perhaps. Right. Take number 43. We have had a busy morning. Was it F.R. Leavis, or possibly Ronnie Corbett, who said the art of telling a story...
Morning, Reardon. Turn that porn off and let me in.
Can't you read the notice, Jazz? No hawkers, circulars, and what was it Sight and Sound said? Clapped out husk of a once promising minor talent.
Yes, it was good, wasn't it? All right if I bring my scooter in. Can't trust anyone these days.
I'd have welcomed a word of warning about this.
Can you see where the release catch is? Save me getting my glasses out.
Aren't you a bit old for that?
You're as old as you feel, mate. I've just been up at the BFI archive. On the poster in the bar, it says I'm a filmmaker for the ages.
I'm sure it didn't say for the aged if you didn't have your glasses on.
I've been putting the finishing touches to my legacy. They want me to curate a season of my early works.
Does this mean you've retired?
By no means. I've been offered the Extreme Police Interceptors Christmas special.
Isn't that a Channel 5 show where you get pulled over for going too fast?
On the surface, yes. If you care to look deeper down, you'll see that it's a vital piece of social history. It's on series 236 now, so they must be doing something right. Decent budget, too.
So, Yuletide tinsel twisted round the dash cam.
Yes, and glue vine in the catering van. Interesting movie geek fact. We're shooting on the selfsame ring road outside Perivale, where we lensed the Punks in Space exteriors. Anyway, I've got a proposition for you.
I hate to turn you down before you've had the chance to exploit my good nature, Jazz, but I'm quite busy.
Doing what? Putting photos of your cat on Facebook?
No, not that.
Obviously, there's going to be a book to accompany the BFI season. Working title, The Story of Me, or I, Jazz. Leave that to the marketing guys. And what I thought was a chapter devoted to each movie, written by a different leading cultural figure, and explaining how the magic of Milvain has influenced their lives.
And in the unlikely event of their being unavailable or even remotely interested...
I'll need a ghostwriter to fill in the gaps.
So all of it, then?
No. Piers Morgan said yes. He's bagged Herbie Ghost of Washington. And Penny Mordaunt's up for it, too. More than capable of shouldering my dolphin tetralogy. But...
No.
Well, what else are you going to do? Sit mouldering away with your cat? Where is he, by the way? Normally had me ankles scratched to pieces by now.
I'll show you. Bring the scooter.
How long did it take you to do all this?
Several nights. I couldn't do it in the light because I haven't got planning permission. I'd have liked to bury Elgar at sea, but the vet wanted to charge me $2,000, so we've ended up here in the woods.
It's a very impressive installation. Those are his
toys, I take it.
Yes. Cat food tins as he moved from adult to senior plus. They make quite a nice sound when there's a bit of wind. Mackerel bones from his last meal here. I hung them off the ground in case of scavengers.
Well,
I'm sorry your cat has passed, mate, but...
Can we just say died? We're not on a breakfast TV sofa.
Point taken. Actually, one of my principal dolphins from my Florida trilogy went belly up last month. Everyone's still in shock.
He was 25.
No, he was about 10, which is no age for a dolphin. Absolute tragedy.
I was talking about Elgar.
Oh, sure. What you need, mate, is a distraction. So bottle that emotion and save it for the 3 chapters on Milvain's Florida trilogy.
Still no WhatsApp from Penny Mordaunt, then?
Well, who better than Reardon when it comes to heavy lifting? I work only with the absolute creme fraiche. And if you think about it, that's been the story of my life in movies.
A reduced fat topping, yes.
An epic story. And that's what we do, Ed. Story is the clay with which we artists fashion the dreams and hopes of our audience. And if you allow me, anyone who can create this cat shrine is the storyteller for me. Sounds like I'm not the only one who thinks so.
Could be Elgar turning in his grave.
Have a bit of faith in yourself. So, can I have something by next week?
Oh, no! Poor old Elgar. When did it happen?
About a month ago.
But you didn't put anything on your socials. I'd have sent a sad face.
It comes as a surprise, Ping, but I didn't broadcast my grief on Twitter because some things are best kept private.
Excuse me, Ed, but nuh-uh. Trust me. Tragedy is the new cookery, and Black Thursday is, like, only 10 months away. Look at Monty Don's book about his dead dog. Went walkies off the shelves big time.
I've no wish to encroach on the territory of lachrymose celebrities.
Stop you again. We've moved on. Celebrities are so over. It's a non-word. Real people with real stories to tell. That's the future. Non-entity lit. They cost a fraction of what you have to pay celebs, and you don't have to send fruit baskets and cars.
Are you still smarting from backing the wrong horse in the Wagatha Christie case?
Yeah, I should have done them both each way like you said.
So what did you do exactly?
Ugh, spaffed 75 grand into the wrong gold handbag, that's what. I could have optioned 40 Ukrainian memoirs for that.
Oh, how are Svetlana and Pavel?
Oh, nightmare. I mean, you should see the way she loads the dishwasher every night. And they just work all the time. Online teaching, waking me up early. And now she's decided she wants to be an agent because apparently it's easy. Why do you think I'm zooming from the beach hut? I've had to move out.
So, do you think she might only take 7.5%? Just asking.
Stop it. So, are you looking for a new cat? Because that could be your journey.
What journey?
Your non-celeb grief memoir. It'll do you good to get it all out there, and the world will benefit, believe me.
Possibly, when I have time. But what about Jazzy's autobiography, written by everybody else? Do you know about this? Is it ever going to happen?
Of course not. He's got extreme police interceptors to do. Now, get grieving. Spin that yarn. Tear-stained sample chapter by next week, okay?
I was touched that my friends and associates should be concerned enough about my bereavement to suggest that as therapy, I undertake quite a lot of unpaid work on their behalf. But I determined that my adjustment to a world without Elgar would only be achieved by concentrating on the life of the mind. Still awaiting a reaction to my soapbox corner tape from Radio Hearts and Bucks, I therefore revisited the Berkhamsted Leisure Centre to resume teaching my creative writing class for the University of the Third Age.
Oh, here he comes, J.B. Priestley.
Oh, now then, Stan. Mr. Reardon was only trying to aim high, which I think is very laudable at his age.
Thank you, Olive. You mean you've heard the tape, so has it been broadcast?
Of course not. Anything that comes in for Soapbox Corner, they run past us first. Olive's great-niece presents the school-run playlist.
We like royal food tasters from the olden days. We check that it's suitable for the listeners' ears.
And check they've got the opening times right for today's late chemists. Mm. They can't do without us.
And what about my self-tape?
Afraid not, sir.
What? Why not?
Trying to be too clever.
You see, it's all well and good being a grumpy old man, but on Radio Hearts and Bucks, you don't want to sound too old.
Or grumpy.
Correct. So go away and have another think.
Try to channel Alan Titchmarsh if you want to model yourself on a writer.
Excuse me, is this the storytelling class?
Certainly not.
It is, love. Come in. You're just in time for the first module.
Module? When did this happen?
Oh, it was redesignated before term started. Didn't you get the email?
No, I had my computer turned off for various reasons.
I'm Winnie, so is it all right if I join you?
Oh, of course, love.
Welcome, Winnie. And whoever's inside the basket.
Oh, that's Witchell. After Nicholas.
Oh, I do like him.
He's the only one who's any good. All the others are woke.
I hope you don't mind me bringing him.
No, of course not.
I'm going to look at a new flat after this. The landlord says no pets, but he'll change his mind when he's met him. He's a real sweetheart.
Right, shall we make a start or wait for Pearl?
Oh, you'll be lucky. She's gone back to work.
Store detective. Runs a team.
Yeah, she's part of the silver workforce.
You'll not get past her. Try sliding some wet wipes into your tote bag. She'll be down on you like a ton of bricks.
Oh, I've been asked to go back too.
What line were you in, love?
Dinner lady.
Oh.
They say they're starting up school meals again, but I'll believe it when I see it.
Yes, I'm pretty much in demand myself, so I'm afraid preparations for my storytelling module had to go on the back burner. But I do have with me a DVD, which you may not have seen, Winnie, and which demonstrates a superior command of the narrative art.
Oh, he's not talking about Tenko again, is he?
Indeed I am, Olive. Pearl's loss is Winnie's gain, because we're going to revisit Series 2, Episode 4, Escape from the Bamboo Noose.
Oh, wake me up when they shove her in the hot box.
I had a cat, and now, he's dead. How best to describe Elgar? He was black and white, and, what else? Mind of his own? What do you think, Elgar? Oh, no. That's not going to work anymore. It's just too soon. Maybe I'll have a go at Jazz's dead dolphin. What was its name? Did it have one? Just look it up on the movie database. Jeff. 70,000 messages of condolence. I think it might be a bit too soon for this as well. Let's see if there's any of that teachers left. Come in. Ellie.
Oh, so you're here.
How lovely to see you.
Yeah, should have seen me 3 hours ago, Dad, at Pizza Gavin.
Oh, no, I completely forgot. It was to make up for forgetting your birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I've been...
drinking whiskey.
Yes, it's...
Still only a month since Elgar passed.
Mm.
Don't worry, Dad. There are parts of the world where they grieve for much longer than that. 3 full moons in some places. Well, at least you're writing again. What's the story?
It's a grief memoir.
I had a cat and now he's dead.
Yes, it's only an early draft. I probably need another Equinox or two to do Elgar justice. Is it too late for Pizza Geddon?
Yeah. You can make it up to me by coming to my gig tonight.
Yes, of course. It's the least I can do, Ellie.
It's in Watford.
Excellent. And what treats can I expect? You doing the thing with the nose flute again or the mind reading?
No, I want this to be a surprise. I think you'll be proud of me, Dad.
I can't wait.
So, yeah. Whoa. Hello, North Watford. So, my name's Ellie, and I'm a storyteller. Do you like the hat? And I have a tale to tell.
Oh, dear God.
A tale of wizards, sultans and elves.
Don't tell me. Woodman.
Yes, woodman. But before I begin my tale, I beg you, gentles all, leave your cynicism at the door.
No, I'm afraid I've brought mine in with me. Fashionable psychologists might say that heckling one's own daughter on her first night performance could lead to dangerous mental health issues. But the fact is, I was triggered, just as I was by the lamentable offside decision of the referee of Ellie's first school netball match, when one thing, shall we say, led to another and I was banished to the car park. But this evening's last straw was the mention of the luscious fruits in the Sultan's orchard, and before the princess could take an ill-advised bite, I was sitting in Ellie's mini outside Asda, my ears ringing with the boos of the audience, with its insatiable appetite for such ersatz Game of Thrones drivel.
Hi, Dad.
Ellie. Look at that supermarket signage. Stuck for yummy midweek meal ideas. Check out last week's till receipt for some inspo.
Oh, glad you found something to read.
Some dunderhead in neon trainers got an electric car for coming up with that. Ellie, I owe you an apology and perhaps something to make up for what I didn't make up for this afternoon and the time before that.
No, it's okay, Dad. They booked me again.
Really?
Because of the way I handled the heckler.
Hitting me with that stick?
My storytelling wand.
Yes, well, I'm glad it's ended. Dare one say happily ever after?
I'm doing it again on Saturday night.
Good.
8 o'clock, so you can come and shout at me again. Hmm. And if you wouldn't mind paying this time.
Mr. Reardon?
Hello, Winnie. And Witchell.
Sorry to wake you.
No, I was just preparing tonight's lesson. Storytelling module. Unless they've retitled it again. Events management or something.
Nice to have somewhere warm to go where you don't have to pay for the heat, you know?
There's a University of the Third Age minimum classroom temperature of 28 degrees. So how's your flat hunting going?
That's why I'm here early. To tell you I can't come tonight because I've got another viewing.
Oh, dear. Witchell's not making a good impression on the landlords.
They're not supposed to refuse permission for pets. It's the new law. And he was in the queue for 7 hours.
Just to see a flat?
Oh, no, no. Her Majesty's lying in state. He was in his basket the whole way from Bermondsey to Parliament Square.
Really? Police leave him alone, did they?
I would have taken him to the coronation parade, but, well, you've heard the hissing noise he makes.
Yes, it's asking for a night in the cells.
And what a way to treat a loyal subject.
Indeed, yes. I have to confess I didn't follow either event very closely. I was preoccupied with my own loss, though I always suspected my late cat Elgar had a soft spot for Princess Anne.
So you're between cats?
Sadly, yes.
Well, like I said, he's a real sweetheart.
Yes, you did say that.
And he eats anything.
I see what you're getting at, Winnie, but I can't help you, I'm afraid. Of course, I'm flattered to be asked, but the fact is it's too soon to contemplate another companion.
Oh, okay. Didn't hurt to ask. I might be homeless, but at least I won't die alone.
Turn your mic on, Ed.
Hello, Ping.
Ed, your mic's not on.
Ping, I don't think your mic's on. Wait a minute. It's this thing here. There.
Why are you sharing an Amazon ad for Long John's?
Well, it's been a bit chilly at night lately.
So how are you getting on?
Well, I've actually found some slightly cheaper ones at TK Maxx in Amsterdam.
With the grief memoir.
Oh, yes, steady progress, you know.
You mean you haven't started yet? You don't want to miss the boat, Ed. The traffic warden who gave me a ticket last week, she told this story about saving up to visit her granddad's grave in France.
Was he a D-Day veteran?
He worked in IT.
And?
And I signed her up on the spot. I tell you, Ed, non-entity lit. It's like everybody wants to be a nobody for 15 minutes.
You should copyright that, Ping. How are the Ukrainians? You seem to be back at home.
I couldn't stand it any longer. I sent them to live in the beach hut in Suffolk.
Must be a relief.
Not with my neighbours. Pavel's been borrowing Bill Nye's shrimping net without asking. Svetlana left beetroot soup in Emma Freud's kettle. There are nuclear reactors more popular than me in Walberswick right now. Oh, my God. There's a ghost cat. Just run up your curtains.
No, that's Witchell. He's all too real, I'm afraid.
You've got a new Elgar?
It's not like Doctor Who. I'm just looking after him.
He's not very well behaved, is he? Is there any chance you could get another one? Maybe a different colour? Up to you, Obbs. Marmalade's good.
The literary path was never an easy one, pitted with potholes at the best of times. But for an experienced author to accept even temporary responsibility for a grey cat with their well-known neurotic tendencies could be regarded as a juvenile error you might expect from the winner of a BBC Writers' Room bursary. All the more galling that it was one of my own students who entrapped me. Nevertheless, Ed Reardon found himself with not only cat, but professional commitments once more.
Reardon. Let me take you to lunch.
Yes, all right. The Garrick?
No, I'm shooting Extreme Police Interceptors. Come and do a set visit.
Perivale catering wagon? I don't think so.
I managed to get you some money.
What time do the police knock off?
Well, crime never stops, as you know, but they usually break for a pie and a couple of pints around 11:45. It's the blue van, the one with a laughing fish in the chef's hat and sunglasses on it.
Could you manage another sausage?
Oh, I think I might.
Excellent. Let's go and sit in that bus shelter. Don't forget your bread and butter pudding.
Nope. Right.
This is the life, eh, Reardon? Out on location, capturing life on the hoof. Wind in my hair.
Yes, I'd like the new one.
And the best thing is, you and me together again. One of the great artistic reunions, like Simon and Garfunkel at Madison Square Garden.
That might be exaggerating things a bit, Jazz. Chuckle Brothers tribute act, perhaps.
Don't undersell yourself, mate.
Jazz, you mentioned having some money for me. Is that what this is about? Preparing me for disappointment?
Certainly not.
But the fact is, I've been offered the next 10 extreme police interceptors.
Congratulations. I always knew you'd find your niche eventually.
Thank you. So, I've decided to put iJazz, a.k.a. the story of me, on the back burner. Be too much like an epitaph. Especially now I'm about to enter my Sam Peckinpah autumnal period. Milvain's third act. Sorry, mate, but I imagine you hadn't started work on it yet.
On the contrary, I'd already begun my research into Jeff the late Dolphin. So, this alleged money, was appropriately known as a kill fee?
No, this is for writing the Extreme Police Interceptors voiceovers. It's money for old rope, which I seem to remember is your favourite sort.
I'm afraid I've got another project on the go.
It'd take you 5 minutes, tops. That's less than an hour for the whole series. All you have to do is find different ways of saying what Chummy got more than he bargained for when he gunned the Prius approaching Scotch Corner.
In a Cornish accent? No, sorry, Jazz.
Yeah, fair enough. So Camelot is no more.
Can't you try Penny Mordaunt?
Well, she's standing by, obviously. Right, back to work. Wish I hadn't let you have that sausage now.
Soapbox corner number 2, take 1. To be alone during one's later or emeritus years is not always ideal. To be left alone is a different matter and entirely to be welcomed. Hard to imagine a time when one wasn't bombarded with unwanted invitations from every quarter to join Eat Wednesdays or Fill Up Fridays, or to be told that Fine Dining for a Tenner is back, even though you didn't know it had gone away in the first place. Hello, Berkhamsted, says the sign outside the supermarket. It's been there for 10 years. We know where we live. I'm intrigued to know to whom you think you're talking. Self-storage just got better. It leaves one as depressed as a music lover hearing that this evening's prom from the Albert Hall is to be devoted to video game soundtracks and ringtones. And as an interval treat, reversing lorry alerts. This has been Ed Reardon begging to be left in peace and reporting for Radio Hearts and... I forgot to mention the ridiculous whistling they insist on doing at the end of fast food adverts. Never mind. Take 2. To be alone in one's emeritus... Oh, for heaven's sake. You've got lunch in your bowl, Witchell. And now I've got some... All right. But this is all that's left. Mr. Paws with a Z. Prawn Baba Ganoush. Half price. For reasons which may become clear, but there's nothing else. Who's this? Best behaviour, Witchell. It might be a member of the royal family.
Hi, Dad.
Ah, nearly right. You're wearing a crown from Burger King.
Yeah, I've just been doing the princess and the chickpea at the school down the road. Dad, what's that?
Witchell. I've got him temporarily. Very temporarily.
Oh, is he, like, auditioning to be your new Elgar?
If he is, he's failing badly. Unlike you, by the look of it.
Yeah, another 2 gigs this week.
Good!
So, it's going well, but if I want to be serious about this, I'm going to need some big yellow buttons sewn onto a green tunic.
Of course.
And maybe like a woodman's hut? Or actually, Dad, I was hoping you might chip in.
As an advance against the inevitable pot of gold?
Dad, if you're going to trash everything I ever try to do to overcome my disadvantaged background... Hey... What's up with you, mate?
I wouldn't go too close to him if I were you.
What's this half-price knock-off pouch you've given him?
Some of us have to live within our means, Ellie.
Oh, poor thing. Once upon a time, there was a wicked old writer who starved his cat, only feeding it scraps from his rich bastard's table. One day, a fairy godmother happened to be passing...
How did you get him to purr like that?
Because everyone likes stories.
Have you thought about taking him out on the road with you? He could be your familiar.
No, but I don't mind popping round to calm him down every so often, at a price.
Ah, a quid pro quo.
Yes. I was thinking, like, 400 quid pro quo?
The cat widower's experience of being set up with another unattached animal appears no different from the human matchmaking equivalent. For outgoing lady loves rom-coms, line dancing and plates for sharing, read Puss Purrs Over Folktales and, quite possibly in Witchell's case, restoration comedy and wild swimming in polluted rivers. A mild demur that one doesn't share an affection for any of those things, indeed positively reviles them, is swept aside as something one needs to get over in the interests of coupledom at any cost, whereas the simple truth is that some relationships are destined to fail.
such as Ed Reardon and Mrs. Reardon. No one could say that I hadn't bent over backwards to extend the hand of friendship to Witchell, but now was the time to confront reality, just as I did to the producer of Danger Mouse after my 14th draft, and say, "Look, it is what it is, Barbara."
Hello, Winnie. Thank you for coming round at short notice.
Oh, where is he?
On top of the curtains, glaring down at me like something out of The Exorcist.
What you doing up there, Witcher?
I wouldn't be surprised if his head started spinning round.
Oh, Mr. Reardon, have you ever thought he might be as scared of you as you are of him?
I'm not scared of him, Winnie. Scared of what he might do to my wisdoms, perhaps.
I mean, you might be a bit scared of having a new cat around so soon after you lost your other one.
Ah, there you may have a point.
I know how much you like being left alone.
Do you? How do you know?
I heard you talking about it on the radio.
When?
Last Sunday. The tea time guest should have been Jay Blades of Repair Shop, but his car broke down outside Tring, so they put you on instead.
Oh, Soapbox Corner.
Twice. Once at the top of the hour and again at 5:30. I hope you get paid twice.
No, so do I, Winnie.
Because you sounded very professional.
Thank you. I like to think that's what I am.
Come on, Witcher. Let's take you to your new home.
Ah, so you've found a landlord who's amenable to pets. Excellent.
Yes. She's got 8 cats already. Takes in strays. If you like, I could ask her if she's got anything suitable.
Maybe not just yet. Now then, I think it's the least I can do to offer you something in return.
Oh, no! I couldn't take any money.
No, I wasn't going to, but I do have a surplus of pouches of Mr. Paws with a Z. Barbecue, Freedom Mare, Tandoori Coley.
Oh, no! You've not been feeding him this. No wonder he was on top of the curtains.
Oh, I'll see if they'll take them back. No sense wasting 75p.
No. Say thank you to Mr. Reardon for his hospitality.
Yes, and I'll look forward to seeing you, Winnie, at the writing class next week.
Oh, yeah. Storytelling.
Indeed.
Bye.
Bye. Now, finally. Where was I on my grief journey? I had a cat, and now it's dead. Let's see what's on Radio 3.
Now, on Radio 3, Das Rheingolds, the first part of Wagner's epic Ring Cycle.
Ah, that's more like it.
As reimagined by a storyteller live from Bridport Community Centre.
Ed Reardon's Week starred Christopher Douglas, Lisa Coleman, Sally Grace, Philip Jackson, Barunka O'Shaughnessy, Ellen Thomas, Petroc Trelawney and Geoffrey Whitehead. It was written by Christopher Douglas and Andrew Nichols. The producer was Dawn Ellis, and it was a BBC Studios production.